The Kentucky General Assembly has crossed the halfway point in the 2025 legislative session, and lawmakers introduced a final barrage of bills during the week before filing deadlines took effect in both chambers. The week brought action on a raft of social issues, including a measure that would prohibit public funds from being spent on certain procedures, treatments, and surgeries related to gender transition in Kentucky prisons. The legislation, Senate Bill 2, sparked impassioned debate on the Senate floor as lawmakers clashed over the nature of the services, the results of medical studies, and how often the procedures are provided to inmates. Ultimately, the chamber voted to move the bill over to the House, which took up another high-profile issue during the week, a resolution related to displaying the Ten Commandments at the Capitol. House Joint Resolution 15 seeks to return a granite monument inscribed with the Ten Commandments to the Capitol grounds for permanent display. It was first gifted to the state in 1971 by the Fraternal Order of Eagles, but was returned to the group decades ago following a court ruling. The resolution cleared the chamber with an affirmative vote after lawmakers sparred over the symbolism and historical context of the monument and the effect of later court rulings on such displays. Later in the week, the Senate Education Committee gave a green light to Senate Bill 19, which would require public schools to hold a moment of silence and reflection for students at the start of each school day. The bill received a nod from the committee to move forward. In the meantime, a bill designed to help school districts cope with bad weather has been making headway. House Bill 241 would provide school districts with more flexibility to adjust their academic calendars in response to recent snow and flooding. That includes some options for longer school days and for the state education commissioner to grant up to 5 additional days of alternative instruction. Lawmakers are scheduled to gavel back in on February 25th for day 17 of the 30-day session. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Keith West.